USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccinations in the United States have picked up in the wake of the rise of new cases fueled by the spread of the Delta variant. The White House says more than 3 million people received their first dose of vaccine in the last 7 days. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain tweeting Saturday that more adults have received their first dose than at any time in the last 2 months, and that large increases are being seen in states with larger numbers of Delta cases. Nearly 70% of American adults have now received at least one dose. And the Senate held a rare Saturday session as a group of bipartisan negotiators worked to finish their $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Virginia Democrat Senator Mark Warner saying the group is still hammering out the language of the bill with the hope of getting the full text out on Saturday. If the group is able to do that, debate on the bill and possible amendments to it could begin as soon as Sunday afternoon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
China has rejected a plan for further investigation into the origins of the coronavirus, dismissing the theory that the virus may have escaped from a lab in Wuhan. The country's National Health Commission rejected the WHO's plan last week for the second phase of their investigation into the lab and the first days of the pandemic. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says further investigation from the WHO is the last thing that China wants. He tells Fox News that the second phase would likely shine light on the Chinese government's cover-up of the source of the virus.
I think they know that this indeed did come out of their laboratory, and while we don't have the evidence to prove it, they certainly do. And so my sense is the reason they don't want anybody looking at it is because they know what this would mean for the Chinese Communist Party. They know that they have lied to the world, they know that they have lied to their own people, and they know that they've foisted this virus upon the world, costing millions of lives and now billions and billions of dollars worth of wealth. The last thing the Chinese Communist Party is to be stuck with the stain of having operated the lab, covered it up, disappeared journalists, disappeared doctors, only to have the WHO come in and find that, in fact, it did come to that laboratory.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The infrastructure package being put together by Senate Democrats may include reforms for immigration and the DACA program. Wendy King explains.
Democratic lawmakers are saying they plan to include immigration reform in a budget bill that wouldn't require any Republican votes to pass in the Senate. Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the bill.
This idea of putting DACA in the infrastructure package is a terrible idea.
Senator Lindsey Graham, after President Biden suggested adding immigration language to the infrastructure budget bill. It could be passed in the Senate through reconciliation with a simple majority. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said dreamers can't wait any longer.
This year, I'm convinced bipartisan immigration negotiations are not going to lead us to where we need to be.
Durbin reminded them Republicans used reconciliation in 2005 to pass a measure changing the number of green cards available for immigrants. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Kevin Durant powered the USA men's basketball squad into the knockout round of the Olympic tournament with a record-setting performance on Saturday. Durant paced the U.S.'s 119-84 rout of the Czech Republic to wrap up pool play with 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. He also became the U.S.'s all-time leading scorer at the Olympic Games in the victory. The team now waits to see who they'll face in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.